congratulations to Darwin's Melanie Mununga-Williams, who is Australia's newly crowned Poetry Slam champion. Melanie took out the top prize at the Sydney Opera House this week for her poem about running from her inner demons and about the complexities of being caught between a Western white man's world and ancient Aboriginal antiquity. Here's a taste.
When life attacks me from all angles like I'm a paper bag in a thunderstorm, I run. I run from all my problems. Tune out all sounds of day and life until the only sound I'm left with is my feet hitting the tarmac, carrying me away, my heart thumping deep within the lonely hollow cavity of my chest. I run. I do fun runs and marathons to escape cyclonic turmoil, run through rivers in the hope my scent will get lost in the currents. But like a black tracker, my problems find me. They chase me down the way white authorities chase down brown-skinned babies, hold me captive the way this country holds asylum seekers and taunt me. The way my abuser does, despite me already leaving the scene of that crime, I run.
As the winner of the Australian Poetry Slam Championship, Melanie Mununga-Williams will take home $10,000 in prize money and will get to visit a host of International Writers' Festival events next year, including the Edmonton Poetry Festival, Ubud Writers and Readers Festival, and the Hong Kong International Literary Festival. Here's Melanie talking to RN Drive.
I feel like, you know, the world needs to know about us. There's so many people in the world who don't even know that Aboriginal people exist, you know, and to be able to take that overseas with me and to say, you know, yes, we exist and here we are and this is us and let me tell you a little story about Aboriginal people. So, and you know, Indigenous issues, in this country.
That's Melanie Mununga-Williams, the winner of the Australian Poetry Slam Championship. The shortlists are out for the Prime Minister's Literary Awards, and in the fiction category, it's an absolute who's who of Australian big-name authors. Peter Carey has been nominated for A Long Way From Home, while Richard Flanagan is in the running for First Person. Three of the shortlisted writers for this year's Miles Franklin have also made the list. Gerald Manane for Border Districts, Kim Scott for Taboo, and this year's Miles Franklin winner, Michelle de Kretser, for The Life to Come. You might remember Michelle was also shortlisted for the Stella Prize, so it really has been an incredible year for her and The Life to Come. But as she told me here on The Hub, she doesn't buy in to the hype.
I think that measuring the worth of a book by its commercial success is a very problematic thing, because really literature is a long haul game, and you cannot measure the worth of a book by how many sales it achieves or even how many prizes it receives. It's really something that will only be determined probably when we're all dust.
The winners of the Prime Minister's Literary Awards are likely to be announced next month. There's news in the book-to-film world, with a couple of significant new adaptations on the way. Women around the world are rejoicing at the announcement that Judy Blume's beloved young adult novel, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, will be adapted for the big screen nearly 50 years after it was first written. And on the local front, the Australian debut author Holly Ringland will see her book, The Lost Flower, Hours of Alice Hart, adapted for TV by Made Up Stories, one of the companies behind Big Little Lies. And you can hear an interview with Holly Ringland on the Hub on Books website. Just look in the top left corner, the top right corner actually, for our debut writers series. And finally, in book news, who is the most Instagrammed writer of them all? If you're on Instagram, you might have seen how often people share favourite quotes from the authors that they love. And now a UK-based transcription company has analysed all the bookish posts on the website and found that the author most often shared on the site is William Shakespeare. His name has been hashtagged more than 2 million times. Interest in him peaks each year on his birthday in April, and of all his plays, Romeo and Juliet is mentioned the most. The other authors rounding out the top five most Instagrammed writers are J.R.R. Tolkien, Edgar Allan Poe, Maya Angelou, and Jane Austen.